every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business, Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
So it was officially opened yesterday. That's the Africa Investment Forum. This follows on, of course, from the BRICS Summit, which happened earlier this year, where we saw the Chinese offer quite an extensive amount of money to investment, not just in South Africa, but across the African continent, too. We've had the investment drive coming through with the Investment Summit that President Cyril Ramaphosa had also set forward. We then also had the Job Summit, of course, earlier on. We've had quite a few of these. And before all of this happened, we even had, of course, President Cyril Ramaphosa go out to the Middle East and garner up some support and some investment there. So a lot is working together, and the Africa Investment Forum is the latest of these to come together and bring together the continent as we begin to invest in each other on the back of that Africa intra-Africa trade as well, which a whole host of countries are working on. Muzi Matema, who is the group executive at the Gauteng Growth and Development Agency, joining us on the line now. Muzi, this must be a time to showcase South Africa, and we continue to do so in good light here, clearly.
Yes, Ira. Good morning, and good morning to Classic listeners. This definitely is a good time for South Africa as we map out a new trade and investment trajectory for the country.
Do you believe we've put our best foot forward now? We've certainly said that, yes, fine, we're open for business, but that we are fixing things. We are getting things together, and that the investment isn't going to just fall by the wayside, which some may have thought would be the case, considering our last administration.
Yes, progressively we are putting our best foot forward, but there's still a few things that we need to address from a regulatory environment. This is what my agency, the Gauteng Growth and Development Agency, this starts for the Gauteng province, where we make a concerted effort to reduce the cost of doing business in the province and increase the ease of doing business. And we do that through Gauteng One Stop Shop, which is the investor say One Stop Shop, which is a partner to this bank as well.
How much more do you reckon you, as just the Gauteng Growth and Development Agency, require perhaps to perhaps work at your optimum? What are the other projects you're working on, the things that you feel matter the most and you would like to get funding for?
We don't actually require any funding at Gauteng Growth and Development Agency. We are an economic promoting agency funded fully by the Gauteng provincial government through the Department of Economic Development. So what we do, we are actually investment facilitators to attract FDI and promote exports. We're currently sitting at a pipeline over the next 3 years in excess of over 20 billion rand.
Yeah. How good has this African Investment Forum then been, not just for you, but you think just for Gauteng?
I think because we as Gauteng were a strategic partner with the African Development Bank in terms of making sure we host it, making sure that the Gauteng province of all city regions in Africa has the highest concentration of investment in infrastructure projects pumped into the pipeline of the marketplace. We think it's been fairly successful for us.
Yeah.
But also...
No, please continue.
No, but additionally, what some of our measures of success is how does this conference, this interaction with great institutional investors improve our capacity as a provincial ecosystem to enhance our project preparations so that all projects that we go on to market have a higher success of getting funding and bankability.
Yeah. President Cyril Ramaphosa in his opening address said that the Africa Investment Forum would make Africa truly the next global frontier. We've heard this many a times before, but are you getting the sentiment at the forum that you are indeed, that it is indeed that feeling that we are becoming the next frontier, and we are offering ourselves up to becoming some of the best in the world in terms of investment?
In fact, the spectrum of institutional investors I've been bumping into at the forum say they're excited about the yield that Africa offers them. They've always been concerned about the perception of risk, and they view this forum as well as the deal arrangements that are being discussed as a way to accelerate that, but there's no doubt in terms of the yield on the return on capital for them.
Yeah. So South Africa and Ghana have signed the biggest single deal of the day yesterday at the African Investment Forum, the deal worth $2.6 billion, and it's expected to improve Accra's public transport system. How much of, deals like this do you think is based on the fact that South Africa has now decided on its own to really make sure that nothing else but putting its best foot forward you know, decreasing and alleviating corruption, being seen to be changing boards as well, you know, putting forward those kind of right things that, you know, it's kind of said to people, okay, let's open up the checkbooks and put out the money that you've been sitting on.
I think a big part also relies on that. I'm agreeable with you. But secondly, another layer that you haven't touched on is the fact that we in South Africa, particularly the Gauteng provincial government, have laid out a strategy to help the reindustrialization of Africa. So you see, there's, if you had to go through the annual report of the Gauteng Growth and Development Agency, there is key annual targets there that align to how do we as a Gauteng provincial ecosystem make sure we lead part of the industrialization initiatives.
Yeah, and we've certainly even aided ourselves when it comes to political uncertainty, right? We've tried to make things a whole lot more stable, if you want to call it that.
De-risking investment.
Exactly. So have you heard word then regarding just the Africa Free Trade Area Agreement and just, you know, how far along that is? I know the Gauteng provincial government will play an important part in that, in being a hub for where a lot of trade will come through from. What is your role in that? And what's the word from you know, regarding the free trade agreement area?
So the free trade agreement area is being really coordinated by a different component of the bank, which is the African Bank. Basically, it's part of the vision, I think, of the founding fathers of the African continent, from the OAU to the formation of this bank, to the formation of the African Bank, to coming to where we are today. But intra-Africa trade, I think, is a very key component that's being addressed with this free trade agreement. I sense that there are a few issues that need to be resolved until we as a continent fully have a free trade area. Yeah. But one of the binding constraints from a theoretical perspective is the level of skewed industrialization throughout the continent. That creates a lot of infrastructure-related costs that makes it very difficult to move goods freely.
Yeah, quite interesting there. Just with today being the last day, what is your expectations to come out of the AIF now?
I'm looking forward to some announcement at the end of the conference, and hopefully you and your listeners will be tuned to that.
Yeah. Well, Muzi Matema, I really appreciate your time. They're the group executive for the Gauteng Growth and Development Agency. President Cyril Ramaphosa said that he expects that deals worth at least $28 billion will be closed during this Africa Investment Forum. He says that the forum is a platform to see infrastructure projects realized, and that the Africa Free Trade Agreement is imperative for raising investments, and clearly something they will look to focus on quite extensively. Of course, the forum comes on the back of the investment summit at the end of October, which saw an influx of around 290 billion rand in investment into the economy and 400 billion rand in investment pledges. Will we get to the $100 billion mark? Well, it certainly is looking that way. We're certainly headed in the right direction. It's 7:30, your news headlines.